Next time you're walking through the bush, be very, very quiet because somebody there might be hunting orchids. Joining us to explain why is Heidi Zimmer, a research scientist for the CSIRO. Heidi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad. Why are we hunting for orchids?
Well, you can hunt for orchids for a range of reasons. You can do it just for fun, or you can do it to sort of help a national citizen science effort to get more records of orchids into the public domain.
It's 2022. Haven't we found all the orchids that we're ever going to find, Heidi?
Well, you're right. A lot of them have been found, and we have specimens of them, a lot of them here at the Australian National Herbarium. But we haven't by any means found all the orchids everywhere. There are a bunch of new records that show up every year, and especially last year with all the rain that we had, there are things showing up in places we haven't seen before and in numbers we haven't seen before and even taller than what we've seen before. So yeah, there's always something to be found because botanists can't be everywhere all the time. So it's definitely worth keeping your eyes open.
We're talking on radio, so this is difficult, but the question I need to ask is, I love flowers, but I don't necessarily know them terribly well. How do I tell the difference between an orchid and another pretty flower?
Well, there's a bunch of ways. With the orchids that are mainly, with most of the orchids that are in New South Wales, a whole bunch of them are terrestrial orchids, and we call them terrestrial orchids because they grow on the ground. So they're just likely to be a single little flower stalk coming up with a pretty flower on top and maybe a couple of leaves at the bottom. So they're likely to be very slight and small compared to something like a shrub or a tree. But there are fantastic things like there's an app called iNaturalist where you can take a photo and guess what? It will have a go at identifying it for you. So you can pretend you're really smart in front of all your friends if you do that quietly in the bush and just say, hey, you know, I've just found a Dipodium punctatum orchid, for example, and everyone's going to think that you're tops.
Well, I pretend I'm very smart for my listeners every day, so this would be a natural extension. Now, looking at your article in The Conversation, it's got a fantastic photo of the leading German orchid collector, Wilhelm Michholz. He's got himself a pith helmet and a shotgun. Do I need that when I'm hunting my orchids?
Not these days, I don't think so. All that you need, well, you don't actually need anything, but the thing that would probably be of most use to you would be like a smartphone or a camera to take a picture and then have a look at later on. So you don't need a gun, you don't need a pith helmet. You know, some sunscreen and a sun hat might help and something to keep track of where you are. But yeah, all you need is your smartphone to get involved. And if you take a photo with your phone, you can get help with ID, and you could even, like I said, sort of put it on the research databases so that researchers like us can access it later on. But you don't have to do that either. You can just have the joy that you found, you know, something cool and different. And I guess the most exciting thing for me lately, since I've been really getting into it, is even if you walk the same track every day, you know, in a little bit of bush near you, it doesn't have to be a World Heritage area or anything. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, I was walking on the track that I usually walk along, and I was like, there was this huge, tall, pink orchid. I was like, where did that come from? It just sort of seemed to come out of nowhere.
Wow.
And then a few weeks later, you walk back and it will be gone. So a lot of these orchids just pop their heads above ground only for a couple of days or weeks every year. So, yeah, it's worth sort of looking places that you've looked before. And, yeah, and they also, I guess, another common misconception is they're only around in spring. They're around any time of the year. There's plenty around right now, if you keep your eyes open, especially if you've got a bit of native veg near you that you can take a slow walk through. Yeah.
You mentioned a couple of times that we take a photo as we're walking around the Upper Hunter hunting for our orchids. You do want us to take a picture, but you don't want us to take the orchid.
No, absolutely not. So these little orchids, you know, they've just put their head above the ground to flower. And if you take that flower, you know, that orchid has lost its chance to put out its seeds, and it might not even come back next year. And as well, it's probably illegal. A lot of orchids are protected by law, and if you're in a national park, you're not allowed to do that anyway. And you don't need to, you know, we've got plenty in the herbarium. And so yeah, it's much better just to take a picture and leave it there to do its thing and for other people to enjoy.
It sounds like a wonderful way to spend some time around our beautiful Upper Hunter hunting for some orchids. Heidi Zimmer from the CSIRO, thank you very much for having a chat to us about it today.
Thank you, Andrew.